Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus, and I'll be your host today. I am so, so, so grateful that you are back and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It podcast, this is a podcast centered around post-grad that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me for an episode. How are we doing, you guys? I hope you are enjoying this series. It is becoming something that I am really proud of. I have some really surprising things and some secrets to surprise you all with that I don't think any of you are gonna see coming. And so I have been really enjoying this. I hope you are enjoying this. I hope you are getting really, really, really excited to finish out this series with me. Today's episode, I want us to dive into the job market because let's be real, the scariest thing about post-grad isn't just moving home and being away from people, but it truly is, how the heck do you get a job? What will I like? No one's answering me. I'm applying everywhere and I don't even know what I want to do. Where do I start? Everyone says I won't enjoy my first job. So don't worry. We are going to talk about everything under the sun, okay? Today's episode, I want it to be centered around finding a job. But first, we have a very important question to ask, and it is, how are you doing? What is up? What is new? What are we feeling? I'm recording this episode on a Saturday. I normally try to record it on a Sunday. I'm feeling a little crazy, but the meaning behind that is I am going to be out of town all day tomorrow. It is my grandma's birthday, and I will be driving to her with my family and celebrating her tomorrow, so I had to do a little, like, rejudging of my schedule, but I'm intrigued to see if I like recording on a Saturday. This could be kind of fun, kind of new. But I am doing good, you guys. I'm pretty tired, I'm going to be completely honest, but I'm feeling really good. Tonight, my plans are literally to do an amazing podcast for you guys, have some fun conversations. But I really want to, like, spend some alone time tonight to kind of hibernate in my room, hibernate outside. Unfortunately, right now, there's some more smoke in Minnesota, and so there's some fires going on in Canada, and it's not the best air quality outside, so that's kind of a bummer. Can't really spend too much time outside, but I do want to spend some time with God tonight, and I'm really excited about that. Drink some tea, get in bed early, read my book club book. If you are in my book club, I'm so sorry. I promise you I'll have the book done by the time we meet. I'm a little behind, but I'm hoping today and tomorrow I can really catch up with where I want to be with that book, get that going, and I'm not even going to forget to mention some of the most important news. Justin Bieber dropped a brand new surprise album. Hello. How are we feeling about it? I listened to the whole thing yesterday, and I think it's definitely different. I'm not going to say I don't like it. I'm not going to say I love it. There are some songs that I do really like. One of my favorite songs has a feature that I'm not super excited about because I just feel like it could have been good without the feature. No hate to the feature, but it just, I really was vibing with it. And then all of a sudden the verse came on and I was like, maybe this will grow on me. Maybe this will grow on me. But overall, I was so surprised. I am a diehard Bieber fan. I have been a believer since I was 11, you know, casual flex. I went to his Justice World tour with my best friend and it was an amazing concert, but I have been a believer forever. You know, I jam out to every single album since My World. I am gonna keep feeling out the album. I think there's some good ones in there. He has a different vibe to him, so you can't hate that. A man's gotta improve and he's got to expand, right? So that's some news, you know. But I think that really sums it up, you guys. I think I'm doing really good. I'm kind of tired, but we have a really relaxing night ahead of us. And I am really excited to talk about this topic. Let's move on to it. Let's talk about the nitty gritty specifics of finding a job post-grad. I don't want to use this episode solely on describing how I got my job because if you have listened to any of my previous episodes, you know I got it through my sister through referral, and I was actively applying at the time. You kind of know my timeline story, and if you don't, I talked about it in my part one of the series, Finding Your Identity, a little bit, just in terms of my timeline. But I want to talk about the pressure and the frustration that truly comes from trying to find a job post-grad, because everyone feels it, everyone understands it, and everyone, when you get to that point, knows the frustration and the difficulty of just truly finding a job, because the job market, it sucks, you guys. The job market sucks. And I think so many people have the mindset of just taking whatever is handed to them. And I think if you are someone who wants to truly branch outside of your comfort zone, that is totally fine. And I think if you're not sure what you want to do, applying for a bunch of different positions and just trying out jobs, there's no harm in that, right? You have the ability and you have the time, this isn't your forever job, to find a job that you actually do like. However, the job market sucks. Everyone always says it's better and it's easier to find a job when you have a job because you're still making income and you are feeling a little bit more stable and you feel like you can take more risks in terms of what you apply for. But when you first start out, you're kind of just applying for everything and you're just trying to see what will bite. At that point, you know, it seems like left and right people are getting jobs. And so you're honestly willing to take whatever position you can in order to make money like the people around you. But before we really dive into this episode, I just want to start with saying your timeline is your timeline. Okay, when we graduate, we are 22 years old. That first year post-grad, we are 22 years old. Let me give you a sense of reality, okay? You have your whole entire life to work. If you work until you're 60, 70, around that time, that is going to be 40 plus years of work. Okay, there is such an urgency to find a job right now. And I understand that because everyone wants to make money. Once you're done with school, you can't really do anything if you don't have money. And so that's fair and that's understandable. However, because that's the sense of urgency that we have and that's the only thing that we feel like we can do or that we're supposed to do, or, you know, we see everyone around us doing it and we feel left out and like we're not doing what we're meant to be doing, you know, with our degree, or, you know, when you live at home or when you have an apartment, how are you going to pay for that apartment? Let me just be a reminder to you, your journey is your journey. Your timeline is your timeline. Other people around you, it doesn't matter what other people are doing because that's their journey. Don't rush your journey and just jump at the first opportunity because you want to fit in with the people around you. You don't know what their perspective could be. And I think that it's really hard not to, because again, we all want to make money. We all want to feel like we're building our success story and we're building something for ourselves. When I was interviewing for the position I have now, one thing that was really important to me was flexibility in work schedule. I have a lot of responsibilities and I have a lot of things outside of work hours that I really wanted to continue to commit to. I didn't want my job to stop me from pursuing other things that I love, such as coaching, such as teaching. I wanted a really good work-life balance. And so that was something that during interviews, I was very open and honest about and asked even my now boss when she was interviewing me, what was the company providing for work-life balance? How was she liking that? What was that kind of system like? Was it good? Was it not good? You know, would I have the flexibility in the day? Would I be able to work from home some days? I do love going into the office, but just due to my responsibilities, sometimes it's easier for me to be home so that I can leave at an earlier time. And I was very thankful that I asked those questions because I knew right off the bat what was expected from me and the type of company that I was going to be working for if I did get an offer for the job. I think that if I had jumped at just any position and didn't take the time to understand, one, the company that I could have been working for, the position that I was going to be in, the expectations for me, the work-life balance, anything, right? Anything that's important to you, your pay, PTO, you know, if you would be able to grow within the company, if it's a temporary position, if it's not a temporary position, anything, any questions under the sun are no bad questions, especially when you're applying for a job. Your process and what you need out of a job is just as important as what they might need in a candidate, what they might need in an interview. So take that to your heart, take it seriously, because again, the minute that you get into a position, working takes a lot out of you and it is a different lifestyle and it's gonna take some time to get used to it. Kind of like when you went to school freshman year and you moved away from home, it took a minute to adjust that year to your new systems, your new realities, depending on yourself, not depending on your parents, getting groceries, like just having that new sense of a routine and a process and a lifestyle. Work is the same way, but hold what you need from a job to your heart. I think that if you have the ability to be a little bit picky, know what you want out of a position and know that your timeline is your timeline. So let's talk about a little bit of everything under the sun, okay? Let's first talk about applying to jobs. Applying to jobs is literally the most frustrating thing on the planet. I hate it. I hate the process. I hate the ways that all of these application apps and job searches have all these lists of every single job that you can apply for, but they don't give a actual crap about your application. The amount of jobs that I applied for through Indeed, through LinkedIn, and so many other processes, so many other systems, and I never got a response back. Oh my Lord. It is so frustrating and it's so deflating and it's just rude. Okay, honestly, point blank rude that you won't even respond to the people that are applying for your position. The easiest thing that they could do, and this is to anyone who is looking through applications, reject, deny, I don't care. Give me a notification that I should not be waiting on this position, because there are some places that you will see and they will respond either in an email or it will show you on those apps that, you know, you didn't get the job, whatever. But all those apps have like a system of, you know, applied, then, you know, what's the next step? Have you heard back? Accepted or whatever, like approved. They have many different categories that your application can go into, but all you see is it in the waiting room of applied. And you don't get a response from probably 80% of the companies that you apply for, which is so frustrating. And not to mention, there are just so many jobs, okay? I think I understand that there's only a certain amount of ways that you can apply for a position and you can search for positions, but wow, is it a headache, because almost everything looks the same, but it has so many different titles and so many different names that I'm like, what makes that different than that? Is that not the same exact thing? But one thing is, I don't know, name something completely different. And so obviously it's a completely different job. But I'm like, that is literally the same description as this other job. I'm confused. I'm really confused. So that is a whole headache in itself. If you are in that process, I feel you. I hear you. I understand you. I think they need to make it better because it truthfully is rigged. It's stupid. It's deflating. It's frustrating. And everyone feels it. Everyone feels it. I think, and this is a annoying thing too, okay? I think that the easiest way to get an in and have the possibility of even getting to an interview when it comes to applying for jobs is applying through someone you already know within the company. So if your parent is working for a job, if someone you know who's older is working for a job and you ask them, you know, do you know anyone that's hiring? Do you know if your company's hiring? Whatever, whatever. And if they say yes, that could be a potential job that will respond back to you. If you have someone in common, if you learn about a job through someone, there is a much greater chance that you will hear back from that position and that you might even get an offer at that position because you already have a connection. For example, me, again, I got my job because my sister sent it to me. She told me that there was a position and she was able to refer me within the company to that position and just kind of boost my ego a little bit. And that was really nice because I felt like I heard back from the company a lot quicker than any of the other companies that I was applying to that night. And so I think if you are someone who's like, I'm just not hearing back, I don't really know what to do, start asking around truthfully, because you might get a response a lot quicker just by verbally selling yourself and talking to people and honestly putting yourself in some uncomfortable situations of just being like, I'm looking for a job. Like, what do you have available? Do you know anything that's available? Take that into consideration as you're applying to jobs, even though it's frustrating and even though it's deflating and even though that's a really big like buildup. It takes a lot to do that. It helps. It helps and it gets you one foot in the door versus just like knocking at the door, okay? Now I want to talk about the types of jobs that you'll be applying for and like kind of what that looks like, especially if you are someone who doesn't have a specific title that you are looking for. If you are obviously in dental school, medical school, or any school that requires like a specific field of education, like even being an attorney, et cetera, you know what you're in for. You know the position that you want to apply for. But there are a lot of people who went to school for marketing, who went to school for business, who went to school for communications and journalism. And, you know, if you don't have a specific title that you're aiming for, you might be a little confused and uncertain about the types of jobs that you want to apply for and even what you want to build in your resume, which is totally fair. It's totally real. It's totally honest. And I felt that way. But my suggestion for that when I was applying is really pay attention to what jobs are looking for and the specifics and the day-to-days. I think that like you can read a job description, but a lot of jobs will give you specific needs that they need in a person. And truthfully, your soft skills, you might have certain things that you learned from school, but I really think that your soft skills and what you've learned as a person can take you so incredibly far in a job interview process, okay? The things that you've built, such as time management, organization, when it comes to just your strengths, the things that you like, the things that you don't like, I really think that there are a lot of jobs that will list the types of people that they want, people who are humble, people who look at the glass half full instead of half empty, who are very positive, driven people, hardworking people. If you think that a job is listing you as a person, apply for it. If you think that you could take something away from this job, or, you know, it might not be exactly what you went to school for, but it looks intriguing, apply for it. There is no harm in applying for something, especially if it's your first or second job, to just try it out. You never know what field you might truly really enjoy until you dabble in it. And so if there's a job description that is really calling to you, apply for it. I think apply for that. You can apply for stuff that was in your major, but you will like a job more if you feel like that position was meant for you. If you think that your job or this description or this possibility could be a real big calling for you and a real big possibility, even if you don't have the 4 years of marketing experience or this experience or that experience, a lot of the times you might sell yourself way better than some people who have that experience. And I think that don't let that humble you, right? Don't let that deteriorate you or push you away from wanting to experience that possible position. But read the job descriptions. See what's speaking to you. See what's not speaking to you. See what could be a possibility. And challenge yourself. Challenge yourself, but also apply for what is calling to you and what speaks to your soft skills, not just what you've acquired from a degree. Lastly, you guys, I want to keep this on the shorter and the sweeter side when it comes to this episode, just because I don't want you guys to feel like I am just preaching at you guys of everything that you needed to find a job. If you do all these things, we're going to find a job. No, I mean, jobs are hard. They're hard to figure out what you're going to like, and it's hard to know what you want until you experience it. But I want to allow everyone to feel like they feel heard in the sense that finding a job is really freaking hard. And it is not an easy process. It's a long process. I know people who are still trying to find a job, who are still trying to find something that works for them. And it's exhausting. It's a never ending thing. And this isn't just something that's going to occur post grad, right? It's going to be something that we have to experience and we have to understand our entire lives. But when you get a first job or when you finally find a position that is calling to you, I want to talk about two things, okay? Two perspectives of this when you find the job and you're still in the interview process, whether you get it or you don't get it, okay? If you get the job, right, I want to remind you that this doesn't have to be it for you, okay? It will take some time for you to feel like you understand what's going on. You feel comfortable in the company. You feel like you know people. It takes a second to understand working. It takes a second to learn the company, learn the type of person, learn your work ethic, especially when, you know, not every day is the same. It's not like when I would teach a combo class or a dance class, I knew that I was leading that. I knew that I was in charge of how the day or how the class went. But, you know, finding a job, it I'm 8 months in and I'm just now feeling like I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I think that can be very frustrating and very hard because I am someone who wants to feel confident in what I'm doing. And, you know, I feed off of constructive criticism and people telling me what I can do better and what I don't, you know, need to do. Understand that there's a lot of learning that comes in the beginning months, the beginning moments of your first job, and give yourself some grace that you will take a minute to really understand your position, your company, the people around you, your first experience with this, even if you're someone who has had a job in the past, but you know, this is a new company, this is a new position, it still takes a second. And I think just a reminder that you can only do so much, you can only work so fast, you can only learn so quickly, and depending on your, you know, learning speed and how you learn, that's super important too. Understand that and, you know, give yourself grace. Just know that you are still in the beginning stages and soak up as much as you can, educate yourself as much as you can. And second, if you are someone who is going through all these interview processes and you end up not getting the job, I want you to know that your job will call to you. The right position will say yes to you. I know rejection and I know no's are hard. And I know it is so hard when, even if it is a company that you really, really, really wanted to work for and they just didn't pick you, that is not a no forever, okay? That's just a maybe, wait on it right now. Don't take no's as nevers. Understand that a no is not a locked door on a possibility. It's just a not right now. And even though that still sucks and it's still really hard to hear, the right position and the right job and the right moment will come for you because everything will work out. You are so young. You have so much time. You will find a job. You will find a way to make money. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to be perfect and to do it right the first time. It will take a couple times. It will take a couple no's to find the right yes. And also, if you get a no to a job that you think could be your perfect position and this is your dream job and this is everything you worked for, at the end of the day, you don't know if that could be your perfect job. You could get into a position and you could end up hating it. That is a very real possibility too. You need to figure out what you like and you need to be okay with rejection and not hold it personally, but instead use it to push you to grow more and to become better and to be stronger and to learn more about yourself and to honestly just get more outside your comfort zone, right? That just might not be for you in that moment. I think the biggest thing that I learned when it came to finding a job was having patience with myself and just taking deep breaths, okay? Because we live in such a frustrating society of urgency, even in a job, right? There's corporate urgency, there's, you know, feeling like you're not doing enough or you're not doing things right. You know, we don't get that constant sense of validation all the time of you're doing great, you're getting an A, like you know what you're supposed to be doing and congrats, like you did fantastic on this school project. You aced the test, you did your homework, like you're doing so great, sweetie. Like give yourself a pat on the back. We don't get that, okay? You don't get that at your job. You can have one-on-ones with your boss and ask for criticism and ask how you're doing, but you probably won't receive feedback as often as you would in school. And so one thing that I learned was just having patience with myself and talking kindly to myself, giving myself daily affirmations, and just reminding myself that I am doing great and whatever is meant for me will be for me. We all need to remind ourselves that it is a job. It's a position in life. Learn as much as you can from it. Be patient with yourself. Have some respect for yourself. Love yourself. Be kind in your mind. Be kind in your mind, especially as you are going through the processes of possible rejections, of uncomfortable situations. Put yourself first and your mental health first and truly make decisions based off of what will be best for you, not what you think you need to do because of social pressure. Too frequently, we become obsessed with work. We become obsessed with being perfect and doing things right, but we often forget that we do need to mess up and try things a few times to get the hang of things. And I think that is one of the bright sides of finding a job and working your way through a company is you do learn so much and you are put in so many situations to mess up and try it again and grow and learn from your mistakes. And I think It is all about your perspective. It is all about your perspective in life. I hope that this episode helped my friends who are in the process of finding a job, even if you have a job and you're just searching for a different job. If you are like, I quit that job, actually, LOL, no longer working, and now I am back in the black hole of the job market, I feel for you, I hear you, and I see you, friends. But be kind to yourself. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Please comment, DM me, message me. Even if you are someone who is just like applying to any job, if you were in high school, if whatever, I don't care what age you are, finding jobs can be super hard and they can be very humbling. And there are some really great reminders in this podcast just in terms of how we view ourselves and the things that we think and the processes that we have to go through. So be kind to yourself. I love you guys so, 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 so very much. I am going to have a night to myself. I'm going to make some food and spend some time with Jesus. I hope you guys have an amazing night. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I will talk to you so, 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 so very soon with some fun news. So keep your ears tuned, keep your eyes out. I cannot wait to share with you what is new, but I love you guys so, so, so very much. I am heading out now, okay? Love you, love you, love you. Bye!